wallpaper on what, plaster or?
No, I've got it sheetrocked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in good shape, and I put the sheetrock right on all that wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got the asbestos siding on the outside with the best paper I ever saw go under asbestos siding. I got a warm house.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that asbestos siding on, put it on over good siding on the outside. The time would come to where I had to have it painted.
Siding this way?
Well, the siding went a long ways in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's dropped, you know.
Uh-huh. What did you call that when you were younger? Was that called siding then?
Shiplap. Didn't they call it a shiplap? Uh-huh. Yeah, they called it a shiplap. Now,
what's on the front of your house?
I got a concrete porch. Front's east. And steps. And banisters on each side of that Y goes down to banisters for the step to go down.
Mm-hmm. So you have something to grab hold of.
That's right. And when we get crowded with company all this time of year, sitting out on the porch at night, well, both them balusters are covered with people. Because the porch doesn't go the full width of the east end of the house.
Uh-huh.
The living room's out of it. I have a door coming out on the porch to the south, and then I have one going into the bedroom right directly from the east.
Did you ever call a porch anything else when you were a boy?
A what?
Was it called a porch?
Porch.
Anything else when you were a boy?
I don't remember it being called anything else but a porch.
Gallery?
Oh, yeah, I heard them call it gallery. That's back in territory.
That's a long time back.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to tell you this. My mother died when I was 5 years old. Back in her days, we used, you know, we have here in this county right now what we call a broom weed. A broom weed, you grow that high.
Hmm.
And in wet weather, you can just step out and pull you up a bunch of them, pull them together. Put them together and tie your string around them, and they make a pretty good broom. You never saw that?
No, I've never seen it.
And I did.
Hmm.
Now that's back in territory days.
Huh.
Made out of broom weed.
Where did you keep the broom here today?
Well, they'd lay them anywhere. If anything happened to it, well, you just go put it up another. And the mothers would take an old apron string, tie around that, and you'd be spied out of that sweet one.
Well, I bet.
Yes.
I know a lot of people I've talked to said they always kept the broom behind the door.
Well, that's where my wife used to keep them, and I'm going to tell you something else. I noticed her tap all our soon to be 50 years together.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, I'm going to take the gun on straw. I can remember as I was growing up, any amount of housewives just run and pull the door back and set it down, just like they.
Mm-hmm.
My wife changed in with it and laid the broom board up here.
Uh-huh.
And her broom always stayed straight.
Mm-hmm.
She's got one today, but now she don't put it behind the door, it's handy. She got a hanger right there.
Uh-huh.
And I can move it up there. Of course, you don't have to fight that broom now like she did. She has a vacuum cleaner, floor sweeper now.
Uh-huh. What does your wife do in the morning?
Of morning?
Uh-huh.
First thing she does is get her clothes and shoes on and start cooking breakfast.
What's the first thing she does about breakfast?
First thing she does after she turns her... Tell you what she does now, she turns her stove on, lights them up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she grabs a tea kettle and catch it full of water and set it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing she does, she washes her face and hands.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's ready to go to cooking breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, what she does is that she wants some hot water right quick to make that coffee.
Uh-huh.
The only time we use coffee is for breakfast.
Just breakfast.
Just breakfast.